What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And this is the part of the program when we talk about computers and such related things as well here. Last week, we reported on a new vector for malware, and it showed up first on CCleaner or CRUD Cleaner. And the way it worked is the people who write CCleaner came up with an installer, and then they sent the installer to the server that handles the downloads. The hackers got into the server handling the downloads and replaced the legitimate installer with one of their own that had the new version of CCleaner with some malware. And it's turning out that that outbreak was much worse than it first appeared. It was targeting Microsoft, Cisco, and VMware with this mysterious payload. They're still not even sure what it was going to do. It appears to be stealing a lot of information, but they're not sure where it's going. Now, if you buy a new car, you're probably not going to be too surprised to find out that it does come with a GPS tracker, not for the police, not for the government, but for the loan company. And there is a company, CromTech Security Center, that basically sells these GPS trackers that are put on cars that are sold on credit. So if you miss a payment, the repossession guy knows where the car is. Doesn't have to hunt it down, can just go and take it. Well, apparently all the data that they have been collecting on all these drivers was left on a leaky AWS S3 bucket. And basically, there were 540,000 ID numbers associated with SVR tracking. And the data left lying around includes logins, passwords, emails, vehicle identification numbers, IMEI numbers of GPS devices, and other data that is collected on the devices, customers, and auto dealerships. So, yes, the cyber criminals are a problem. But the other part of it is that these companies that are entrusted with this data, they're lax. Maybe they're saving money by not having somebody that is dedicated to the security of their data. Maybe security is assigned to somebody who's already got about 16 other jobs. And when he's done with those others, he'll look at security. But we're seeing all this stuff, that unpatched software, data left on wide open Amazon cloud servers. And it's one of the reasons why I don't like to use the cloud. And unfortunately, as we go along, more and more devices are forcing you to use the cloud to some extent. Which brings me to the iPhone. Apparently, the iPhone 8 release has been a disaster. Nobody's buying them. And it may be that people just don't feel like spending the money, or they're waiting for the iPhone 10, which will be out a little bit later. But interestingly enough, there are some articles suggesting, implying that Apple will send out patches to iPhones to slow them down, to get you to buy the new model. And apparently there was a study done at Harvard that basically went on out and did searches, web searches for iPhone slow, and just counted how many of them were occurring. And they showed that these searches for iPhone slow spiked just before the release of a new iPhone each and every time. The study was performed by a student, Laura Trucco, and the study also compared the results to Samsung Galaxy slow and found the same spike in searches did not occur before the release of a new Samsung phone. So it's planned obsolescence. And a lot of people have wondered over the years, every time Microsoft comes out with a new operating system, your existing operating systems also seem to slow down or develop other problems. Now, again, in a healthy economy where people have disposable income, you can get away with that stuff. You can't in an economy where people are living paycheck to paycheck. They just don't have the money. So Apple is dealing with tremendous disappointment about the new iPhone 8. And a lot of people are very concerned about the iPhone 10, especially during the failure of the facial recognition system. Now, there's an interesting article. This came out of ZDNet talking about jailbreaking your connected coffee machine, the idiocy of things. And it's talking about how everything is now requiring connectivity. For example, you've got a printer, and instead of buying your cartridges at the office store, you're on a subscription plan. And the printer will notify the company that sells the ink cartridges when you need to have new ink cartridges sent to you. And as long as you've got internet and connectivity and Wi-Fi, it's all going to work. But if it stops working, you can have a serious problem. And I'll give you a real-world example, because this actually happened to us. Claire has a particular piece of music software that she uses, and it's a perpetual license, which is getting to be a rare beast. Nobody wants to sell you a perpetual license. They want to rent to you month after month after month. But we have this particular piece of music software is on a perpetual license, but it still checks in with a licensing server every time she uses it. So over the weekend, she's working on some music, and all of a sudden, the software stops. She's doing all the work. When she saves her work, it's an empty blank file. And she's in a panic, understandably. She's thinking, what am I doing? Well, it turns out it wasn't her fault. It turns out that the company that runs the licensing server, without notifying anybody, changed the ports that it communicates with. And so I reconfigured the ports on our router going to her machine, and it came back up and started working again. But what happens if you're relying on all this connected stuff and you can't get a connection? That's not very good. One of the reasons I kept my old iPod, aside from sentimentality, was actually a gift from the Lost production, is because the music is right there inside that device. Even though I've turned off all the iCloud settings I can find in the iPhone, the music is always being sent back up to the cloud. And on this island, there are a lot of areas where there simply isn't cell coverage or Wi-Fi coverage. Or if there's cell coverage, it doesn't have the data link. And when you're in those areas, all of a sudden you can't listen to your music anymore. Unless you're using an older iPod, which doesn't know about the cloud. So we're being forced to be dependent on a system that could stop at any time. I remember another company where I was using their products, again, perpetual licenses, but they checked in with the license server every time you started them. Company went out of business. Instant unusable software. Now then, in order to provide a service to our users, I did go ahead and upgrade my iPhone to the new iOS 11. I also did my iPad. iPad seems to be fine. The iPhone, there are some issues you need to be aware of. For one thing, certain applications like Mail now will fetch in the background. On the last iteration of iOS, the Mail application had to be open before it would download Mail. And I didn't realize that while I had this phone sitting here with iPhone 11, it was downloading copies of everything that was coming to my desktop. And all of a sudden, I've got 260 emails in my inbox that I've already read. Now, it is possible. You have to go into settings to turn fetch off, which, by the way, will improve your battery power. But it comes on back to a serious shortcoming in the iPhone's Mail application that people have been screaming about for years. There's no way to bulk delete from one of the mailboxes. You can bulk delete once it's in the trash, but the only way to get it in the trash is click a button, delete, click a button, delete, click a message, delete, click a message, delete, which if you have 240 messages, that can take a lot of time. And it's very, very frustrating. The other problem I've noticed is, and for you people on BAM user, on the mail icon on the iPhone, there's a little red circle that says I have 74 email messages inside there. The mailbox actually is empty, and I can't get that little icon to go away or even change the number. And there doesn't seem to be any way to fix that one. So there are issues. I understand that people who are using cloud-based Office and email are having connectivity issues. Now, I can't speak to that because I'm just interacting with my desktop computer here, and that part seems to work. Apparently, there is another issue in that if you are updating anything on your iPad, iPhone, do it through iTunes, because apparently the over-the-air updates have their own series of problems. So, again, they rushed the product out before it was really ready. And, again, especially with that lack of a bulk delete on the mailboxes, people have been screaming about that for years. And you'd think Apple would actually listen. But as far as I can tell, iOS 11 was all about throwing more whiz-bang at you rather than addressing the shortcomings that it inherited from its earlier iterations. And that, unfortunately, has been something we've seen in software companies for a very, very long time. They want to add a new whiz-bang to lure more people to buy the product, and problems that have been in the software for several iterations are simply not addressed. At this point, though, it's clear that Apple isn't reading their own users. They have a user page where people can get in and register complaints. Apple's not reading it. Maybe they fired the people that are reading it. Of course, right now, with Apple being seriously in trouble with the sales of the iPhone 8, they may have let a lot of the staff go. And for some reason, it's always the quality assurance staff that gets fired first. And that just accelerates the decline. I remember when Claire had her Samsung Galaxy, and I just thought that Android system was just a royal pain. And now I'm looking at the new iOS 11 on my iPhone, and they moved everything around to make it look like it's a new operating system. But there's very little about it that's really all that new. It's more cosmetic than content. And like I said, that's the iPhone. The iPad appears to be cool. Of course, I haven't spent that much time with it. Now then, apparently, advertisers are now able to target Facebook users based on where they go in the real world. Shades of Minority Report. The social network is allowing thousands of companies to serve ads specifically to people who have walked into their physical stores in order to get them to come back. So, a little bit of good news. The Washington, D.C. Court of Appeals has overturned a Superior Court conviction of a man who was located by police using a cell site simulator or stingray system. The court ruled that the defendant's Fourth Amendment rights were violated when law enforcement tracked down the suspect using his own cell phone without a warrant. Now, stingrays work by pretending to be a cell tower. And once they're brought close enough to a particular phone, the phone pings a signal off of them. The stingray then grabs onto that signal and allows whoever's using it to locate the phone in question. These sorts of devices are used by a number of different agencies, including FBI, ICE, the IRS, as well as police officers. But you have to have a warrant to use one. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Kathleen in Paris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Court ruled the defendant's Fourth Amendment right.
Oh, hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear Michael? You, but you need to turn down your speaker.
Yeah, I just did that.
Okay.
Okay. I was calling about this CIA whistleblower, Kevin Skip.
Yes.
With two P's, S-K-I-P-P. And I didn't know if you've already talked about that.
No, we haven't.
It seems, you know, he's quite, he gave a long, hour-long speech, and people can find it on YouTube. So that's CIA whistleblower Kevin Skip, and he's really, really lays it out about what the CIA is, and for starters, it's illegal. It's created outside the Constitution, and just needs to be gotten rid of.
Well, all the way back when the CIA was created, I think it was President Truman realized it was a danger because these intelligence agencies very quickly take on a life of their own, and by their very secretive nature, they're opaque to any kind of oversight. And certainly the CIA has become a major power within our government right now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, yeah. We know for a fact the head of the CIA just flat out lied to Donald Trump about Assad gassing those people at Idlib. And so they really are more harm than good, especially when you look at all the harm that has come to our country from this ongoing CIA-sanctioned drug smuggling into our country. It goes back at least to Vietnam, probably even before then.
Well, listening to him, we can see that we're completely hamstrung. One thing good that he does is clarify the difference between the shadow government and the deep state.
Okay.
Can you
give us that difference in a nutshell?
Shadow government is above the deep state, controls the deep state. The deep state is kind of what we can see.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, gotta watch it. It's CIA whistleblower Kevin Skip. And no, I don't think I can do it for you in a nutshell. Shadow government.
All right.
It's two different things, the shadow government and the deep state.
And, all right, well, I'll definitely take a look for that on this next commercial break.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for everything.
All right, thanks an awful
take
lot.
Care.
We're going to let you go. All righty. Now, believe it or not, over in Europe, the European Commission paid 360,000 euros for a study on how piracy impacts the sales of copyrighted music, books, video games, and movies. And the EU kept the report under wraps because the report concluded there's no evidence that piracy is a major problem. Now, obviously, I'm not in favor of content piracy, but I think pirates get the blame for declining sales when the real fault lies with studio management that is making bad choices in terms of what movies to make. Certainly the pandering to the liberal agenda in this country, endless remakes. Apparently they just remade Flatliners again. And I have no intention of seeing the new one because I saw the old one. But anytime a studio executive makes a bad move and a film loses money, oh, it's the content pirates. We would have been great, but those gosh darn content pirates. But the EU found, no, the content pirates are at best a minor annoyance. And they're being unfairly scapegoated for the entertainment industry's own failings. We'll be right back after these few words. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And already the corporate media is out there talking about the Kurdistan as if it's a done deal, that the referendum means that Kurdistan will break free. And like I said, it reveals the hypocrisy of the U.S. government, which is fully on board with Kurdistan having the right to break away from Iraq and form their own country. At the same time, they denounced the Crimean independence referendum and said they would refuse to recognize it. All right, let's go to the phones here. Rob in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. You know, speaking of this Kurdistan, you know, these Kurds weren't even sure if they wanted to do this. But once they got pushed into it with all this U.S. and Israel backing it, pushing it forward, they're just going along with it. I mean, and basically it is a second Israel, and it's another land grab, resources, and so on. It's just all another canard. And, of course,
well,
the U.S.
I think the Kurdish people have genuinely wanted their own state for a very long time, especially after some of the abuse that was dished out to them by both Iraq and Iran. So I would say that the United States and Israel took advantage of a pre-existing disposition among the Kurds. and fanned it forward. But I don't think the Kurdish people were just all of a sudden happy to be living in Iraq one day, and then the next day, under U.S. and Israeli pressure, they said, we want our own country. I think the idea has been around for a very long time.
Well, this puts Iraq and Syria in a very big predicament.
Yes, it does.
Speaking of the iPhone, I don't know, the last few days, I don't know if one thing has to do with another, and I don't recall any updates or anything, but when I'm on Wi-Fi, even though I got all these bars, you know, my radio app, and that's how I usually listen to you guys, is it's been buffering just forever and ever and ever, and then when I go and look, it says, like, I get that news feed, and it says, your iPhone is offline. You know, and I don't get what's going on with it. And it just buffers forever. But.
Well, it could be further up the chain because we know that this is a popular show, and a lot of people tune on into the streaming podcast.
Well, it's not just RBN or whatever. It's for other networks I listen to off the same radio app, but it's just. For some reason, it's just saying, even though I know I'm online, I got the bars, it's saying your phone is offline. It's just weird. It's been like this for the last 4 or 5 days.
I would almost look at that particular radio app, and there's a number of them out there. If you could go in a browser to the RBN website and listen to the show on the native player that's at the website or at the Facebook page, and you can hear it fine there. Then I would say probably the radio app or its servers is the problem. Hello?
For about 6, 7, 8 months, whatever. And for some reason last week, it wiped out all of my favorites. It wiped out everything, all my networks that I had on there, my favorites, my podcasts, everything. Just wiped it all out. And then the whole app has been acting glitchy ever since. I mean, one may have to do with the other, but it shouldn't have to do with saying my iPhone is offline. You know what I mean?
Well, that sounds to me like the app is an issue, or it may be the servers that support the app. And unfortunately, there's a tendency for people to launch a new app, and it's very successful, and they don't grow their server cluster to meet the demand, and then it starts slowing down. If it's storing all of your favorite networks on their server, and they've had a glitch there, then... Yeah, it sounds to me like the app is the issue and not the iPhone.
Right. Well, catch these two latest stories here. Well, you know, Facebook came out, and all of a sudden, you know, a year later, all of a sudden they find these ads placed by Russia. And so now WAPO's out there within the hour. They put out a new post. Russia operatives use Facebook ads to exploit divisions over Black Lives Matters and Muslims. So they're continuing this. You know that's a canard. They're like,
when it first came on out, Facebook said no, there were no ads from Russia, and then there was a meeting with high level power players, and Facebook said, "Oh, you mean these ads over here? It's amazing we missed them before." So yeah, it's Facebook has sold its soul to the deep state. Anyway, Rob, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got another phone call when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, over in the Virgin Islands, the governor is requesting support. They're still without electricity on St. Croix. It's a mess over there. Now, the good news is Hurricane Marie is turning to the northeast. It's not going to come on shore on the continental U.S. And the one that's behind it, same thing, heading up into the North Atlantic, staying away from the U.S. We've had enough, frankly. All right, let's grab some phone calls. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, Trump's on my mind.
Okay.
You know, to me, it's not a surprise that he's hacking on the NFL because, you know, they wouldn't let him be an owner. People don't have
I had forgotten about that.
No. He wanted to bring the Jersey Generals into the NFL. And Trump has that crowd around him that never writes anything off the books. And that crowd around Trump's got big, major buco money. And they were moving around all over the country back in those days, buying the shuttle. All that money that Trump had, he's very suspicious. And so since they wouldn't let him be in the NFL, I would tend to believe that this has something to do with that. And then, if he busts out the NFL, the ratings go down, the stadiums empty out, somebody sells the team, and somebody else ends up with the team. Very clever. It's almost on the level of
profiteering. Yeah, you're right. It almost does seem like that, and I'd completely forgotten about that whole story there.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it ain't over till it's over, till the fat lady sings. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. First off, I've been watching, looking at the news networks. So I'm wondering what's the sentence for Anthony Weiner. Have you heard anything about what they're going to give Weiner a sentence?
Yeah, 21 months.
Oh, you got 21 months? Okay. I looked at CNN for like 20 minutes, and they wouldn't show. You know, the communist news network, they don't like talking about it too much. But, yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is what's going on with the NFL and the Black Lives Matter and all this crap. You know, Michael, what would these blacks be doing if they didn't have football to play and getting million-dollar contracts and living in these white neighborhoods and these million-dollar mansions? What would they be doing? I mean,
basketball.
I think the NFL's been pretty good for them. And Kaepernick will never get another job as a quarterback. I mean, that guy's an idiot. And, These blacks are complaining left and right about this and that about. But listen, Michael, you know what the narrative is? Why isn't anybody talking in the junior high schools, elementary schools, and high schools about it was the blacks selling blacks in Africa as slaves? It wasn't the white man saying, "Come on, get on this boat, you're gonna go pick cotton." They didn't go over there with shotguns and machetes and all that. They get your butts on these boats. You're going over to America and pick cotton. No, it was blacks selling the blacks for rum, and they still have slavery in Africa to this day, Michael. You know it.
Yes.
There's slavery in Africa to this moment. Look at us slaughter white South Africans. Matter of fact, Donald Trump should take all the white South Africans out of there. Either take them to Australia or bring them to the United States because they're going to all get slaughtered. Okay? If they don't get those whites out of there in the next couple of years, there won't be no whites over there, Michael. That's what's going to happen here, I think. And as far as the slave trade, and we know, look, you remember Arsenio Hall, Michael, don't you?
Yes.
You remember what happened to him? Why he got kicked off the air? He was number one rated show in America at the time.
I forget the exact circumstances. I remember that he vanished from the media almost as fast as Dave Chappelle did.
Well, I'm going to tell you why he was taken off the air, Michael. It happened in one day. Because he brought Louis Farrakhan on his show that night, and I was with my black boss at the time. And my boss even said to me, and I looked at him, we looked at each other, and you know what he said? He's out of there. You'll never hear from Arsenio again. Because he had Farrakhan on the show that night, and then Louis Farrakhan was talking about how the Jews and the Rothschilds were buying the slave ships to bring the slaves of Africa over to America. In Portugal.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Michael,
yes.
Most of the slaves went to Portugal. I mean, Brazil. They didn't come. The Portuguese were the biggest slave traders. And most of the slaves went to Brazil. They didn't come to America, United States. They went to Brazil and South America. I don't know. They never talk about that. None of the kids know about that. None of the black kids, all these African-American little kids know about it was their own people selling their own people for slaves, for rum, barrels of rum, and whatever jewels the chieftain could get in his village. You know, you never hear, all you hear about, the white man this, the white man that. For God's sake, Michael, there's 758,000 white males killed each other in the Civil War, and it actually really wasn't about slavery. That was a second thought. And all you hear from the lying leftist media is about white man this, white man that. These people have it in, and I don't know who these white trash are, but they should be held accountable, like Trump said. These people are fake news, they're all a bunch of hypocrites, and they're what they're doing is having these blacks get outraged. And actually, look at the murder rate in Chicago over the weekend, Michael. You saw that?
Yeah, I saw that. And also, one of the articles we have on what really happened today is, again, there's been another study of the actual facts that have found that blacks are not disproportionately abused by white police officers. In fact, white police officers right now are scared to be seen or videoed being abusive to a black suspect. So it's actually white people are getting beaten up and assaulted by the police more than the blacks right now. But it feels like we're heading into another Zimbabwe where they demonize all the white people and then they basically dispossess the white people of all the factories and the farms and everything, hand them over to blacks as property redistribution, and then they run them into the ground because they don't really know how to make that stuff work. And I think we're heading into the same situation here. The only difference, of course, is that the United States is not an apartheid society. We haven't been since the end of the Civil War, and we got rid of segregation back in the 1950s. And so it's a very different situation, but it does concern me that it does seem like it's open season on white people, that we're just being demonized constantly. And again, I think it's intentional to get blacks and whites hating each other so they can't unite against the common enemy. And it's a replay of exactly what COINTELPRO was doing back in the 1960s, to get the whites and blacks fighting with each other so they couldn't unite together in opposition to the war in Vietnam.
Well, you're right, Michael. One more thing, Michael. Could you imagine if 50% of the NFL fans were to boycott the constituents that go to NFL games? Can you imagine if 50% of the white fans of the NFL were to say, "Oh, no, I ain't going to watch no more of this football. It's all a bunch of pansy football anyway compared to what it was in the 70s when they actually had broken arms and broken legs and they still play in the game and give them an injection and go back in the game. These guys are making multi-millions of dollars. Can you imagine there would be no NFL left? It'd be gone. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave one more fact with your audience, Michael. If you look at the city of Detroit, in 1954, is the richest city in the United States, what happened when the blacks took over the city of Detroit, Michael? Tell the truth about that, the city of Detroit.
I don't know that it's necessarily an issue of the blacks, but that's when the Democrats took over. In fact,
right, okay,
if you look at any of these major cities that are under Democratic leadership, and they've got extreme poverty, they've got extreme violence, they've got all these gun control laws that don't seem to really work. It's not a question of which race is in charge, but which party is in charge.
Correct. You're right. I thank you for that. But listen, Michael, another thing is, can you imagine in World War II, if we didn't have the city of Detroit, what would have happened? The manufacturing?
Well, they were one of the major manufacturers, but we had manufacturing all over the country.
Well, I know that, but I believe if we didn't have Detroit in 1941, the United States, the war probably lasted another 2-3 years against Germany. I'm sure it's going to last a couple more years longer. Without Detroit, the United States would have had a very been in a precarious situation to beat the Germans in that time frame. And that's for sure.
Okay. All right. But again, our automobile truck manufacturing, Detroit was a heavy player, but they were by no means the only one. And there
Correct.
Were other
You're
cities
right.
like up in Michigan. Where they, yeah. Okay. All right, Tom, we're going to let you go here. And we're going to switch over to Derek in Jacksonville. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I was wondering if you could give me some legitimate site to find out about the Gulf of Tonkin and how it was a false flag.
Well, it
and
wasn't
also,
really...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, it wasn't really a false flag. It started out as an honest mistake. The USS Maddox had been tooling around the Gulf of Tonkin, and there'd been an earlier attack by the North Vietnamese patrol boats that were very agile and very maneuverable, and the Maddox was not able to hit them. And the patrol boats fired a couple of torpedoes at the Maddox, but they fired them from too far away, and they literally ran out of fuel and didn't hit anything. So then a couple of days later, and everybody's nerves are on edge, the Maddox is back in the Gulf of Tonkin, and an inexperienced sonar operator heard the Maddox's own propellers and said, "Oh, we're under torpedo attack again." And it went up the chain of command, and the commander of the Maddox immediately sent a correction saying, you know, novice sonar operator. But President Johnson got that first report, threw the second one away, went before Congress and said, North Vietnam has attacked us, and basically started cranking up the Vietnam War for real.
Okay, because I kind of sort of heard it was based on a lie, and if that was based on a lie, then there's 55,000 plus Americans died, 3 million Vietnamese, and I was just wanted to know if you had a site that I could go visit, kind of recap all this.
Well, not off the top of my head, but you can do a search, and I would definitely recommend that you not use Google, because that
right.
is now so heavily filtered toward the government's version of things. I would go Yandex or DuckDuckGo and use those.
Okay.
I'm not using Google anymore. Okay. My wife is not using Google anymore. It's really gotten to the point where it's a search engine for the official story about everything, and you're not going to find...
Right, yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. I've been trying to Google black cop kills black man, like say on Google and some other sites. I can't find it. I mean, maybe you can find it, but I just think that's a little peculiar that no black cop has shot a black man. Like, maybe it's a few pages deep, but every time I research a black cop kills a black man, all you get is the current story.
Yeah, you won't get what you're looking for until 4 or 5 pages in. That's the way the new Google algorithm works, is the official version of everything gets the top position in all the searches, and you have to go down way, way, many, many pages before you get any alternative views, even if you get them at all. At this point, Google is a total waste of time. So I would go with Yandex or DuckDuckGo. Okay?
Yes, sir. I don't have a problem with these guys taking a knee, but I wish they would take a knee for, like, say, 9/11 truth. They
wasn't going to talk about what it's based on a lie. They could kneel for all the people who died for that.
Okay, your phone line is breaking up. I don't know why. Try and put your mouth a little closer to the microphone and repeat what you just said.
I said I don't mind if these guys take a kneel, the NFL guys. But how about taking a kneel for, let's say, if the Gulf of Tonkin was based on a lie and 55,000 plus people died, Americans died, or take a kneel for 9/11 truth?
You know, well, it would be nice. It almost feels like it's orchestrated because too many of these players are getting involved with this. And by the way, never mind the U.S. code about how you're supposed to behave around the flag and the national anthem. It's actually in the NFL's own rules that when the national anthem is playing, you stand on the sideline and you face the flag and you show respect. So I'm waiting for one of these NFL owners to stand up and say, "You're violating NFL rules. We're docking your pay for about, you know, $20,000 per offense."
Well, I'm from Jacksonville, and he, the owner there, he looks like he's standing arm in arm with them.
Yeah, it's starting to feel orchestrated. It's happened too fast and too much, and maybe the NFL players think this is trendy and cool and hip, but again, the TV ratings for the NFL are plunging. People are tearing up their tickets. They're burning their sports memorabilia. This is going to come back and cost the NFL a huge amount of money. In fact, it could drive the NFL out of business because they're contractually committed to those huge salaries for those players. And the owners are going to have to make up that shortfall out of their own pocket. So we could see this really backlash rather badly on the NFL. Anyway, Derek, we're going to let you go. Yeah. And we're going to take Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I called in about the monetary system because there's a guy, I think I mentioned it before, David Merrill. Yeah, he was a law student at George Washington University in 1978. And he... Mm-hmm. Legal action against feds regarding the Saving to Suitors Act of 1718, which I think was part of the Judiciary Act, 1718. Anyway, it was about forcing disclosure on the fact that even though we have, you know, a foreign private corporate fiat currency circulation, it is redeemable for...
Okay, we're having problems hearing your phone connection. You need to put your mouth right up against that microphone. And if I understood you I think it's a little better. If I understand you correctly, no, in point of fact, a modern paper Federal Reserve note is not redeemable in silver. That went out in the 60s.
Well, this was a 1978 U.S. Supreme Court decision, and they said yes, they are to be redeemed at any Federal Reserve branch or Federal Reserve System bank because the people who are in possession of FRNs are actually creditors of the monetary system. And it's even codified in Title 12 of the United... I don't have the exact citation, but it's... I can call you back with that, but... You can look
well,
at it, Mike.
If you could email it to me. We're coming up on a commercial break here anyway, and so I'm going to have to let you go. But yeah, if you would find that actual site and email it to me. But again, the old silver certificates were redeemable in silver because the silver was the money. And then following Kennedy's assassination, they took the silver out of the coinage. And at the same time, that part about being able to redeem the note at the bank for lawful money was taken off the Federal Reserve note with the implication that that piece of ink and paper is the lawful money, and it isn't. It's just a piece of paper with ink all over it. So to the best of my knowledge, and you know, if you can find the site and send it to me, I would love to see it. But my understanding is you can't go into a bank with a Federal Reserve note and get a dollar's worth of silver coins. They're not even in circulation anymore. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. So let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. As you know, on the last day of summer, California was hit by snow and hail, snow on the Sierra Nevadas. They actually had to get the snow plows out at Mammoth Lakes. Over in Yosemite National Park, they had to temporarily close Tioga Pass Road. That's the road that goes out of Yosemite to the east. Normally, it doesn't have to be closed until mid-November. And so it's an early winter sign of a hard winter that's going to be coming on. One of the articles we posted up at whatreallyhappened.com is a collection of photos of snow in the Arab countries. Snow does fall on the Middle East, not everywhere and not consistently, but it does happen. Apparently, early season snow is closing roads in northern Utah as of yesterday. So it's getting on out there. Now, as you know, the liberals have really been on board this climate alarmism, and they have actually paid dearly for it. Every time that they lose, they double down on the green bet, carbon taxes, human-caused global warming. And Hillary Clinton has now actually admitted that her attack on coal mining jobs was probably a mistake on her campaign. It's nice that she's actually starting to admit she made mistakes and that it wasn't all the fault of the Russians that she lost here. It's a very alarming story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Actually, the Washington Times is reporting climate alarmists are calling for those who do not buy into man-made global warming to be jailed and charged with murder in that our delaying of the carbon tax and the carbon credit will lead to people's deaths from unrestrained global warming, and therefore it's sort of a pre-murder and we should be treated as such. I don't think so. Now, earlier in the program, I was talking about all these quakes that are going on all over, and I just got a notification of another one that happened just a little while ago. Let me go on back and get that one here. And it does look like the Earth is rocking and rolling. Yeah, Papua New Guinea, magnitude 6.0, happened just a little while ago. And apparently over in Washington State, Mount Rainier is having a swarm of earthquakes. Now, Mount Rainier, it's majestic, it's beautiful. Claire and I used to visit there all the time when we lived in Washington State. It is still an active volcano, and it could go the same way that Mount St. Helens did. And, of course, over toward Southern California, three large earthquakes and a major volcanic eruption in Mexico sparked fears that the big one could hit California soon. And don't forget, we had that other moderate quake up on the Cascadia Fault, and that's part of a larger swarm there as well. And that Cascadia Fault is under much greater stress than the San Andreas itself. So that could really let go, and it would cause a lot of damage when they do. Finally, cool tech gadget. It's called Xylia. They're crowdfunding right now to make this unit. It is a single microphone with multiple diaphragms on it that allows you to record and then separate out all the independent sounds in software. It sounds really cool. If it works as advertised, I definitely want to get one for Claire. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. And please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.